Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is naturopathic Dr. Hilary Chambers. And we've been talking about liver health for better health. Before the break, we talked about some amazing facts about the liver and how important it is for our optimal health and how the liver can become overloaded and sluggish. And if you missed that part of the conversation, just visit thehealthyhabit.ca and click on interviews, scroll down to liver health. And for this part of the show, we want to talk about things that we can do to sustain and maintain a good liver health. And doctor, there's some pretty good foods that we can use.
Absolutely, there are. I try to incorporate these foods every day, certainly a variety. You maybe can't get all of them in every day, but I'm definitely going to make sure that I'm grabbing a couple of things from this list every day. So the top of my list for liver health when it comes to food are always foods that fall into the cruciferous vegetable category, also known as our brassica vegetables. So these are all those, I'm going to say hearty vegetables, the ones that kids often don't like to eat, but I love, and I hope you do too. But broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, bok choy, and collard greens are all really great examples of cruciferous vegetables. And these vegetables are special because they have something called indoles. And indoles have been shown to lower the accumulation of fat in liver cells. So that's really important for preventing that fatty liver disease that we'd spoken about earlier. And they also can help significantly with that liver detoxification process, especially in phase two of liver detox. So our cruciferous vegetables are heavy hitters when it comes to dietary choices for the liver. And then there's some other things we can do. Garlic and onions are a significant source of sulfur. And again, in phase two, one of the different kind of categories of detoxification is called sulfonification. So basically, we need a sulfur atom that we can put onto there. And so garlic and onion are very high sulfur containing, so that's supportive. And then we want to be eating foods that are high in antioxidants. So basically, because the liver is working so hard and is exposed to all these toxins, and actually phase one makes things more toxic, you can expect that some damage to the liver is going to be occurring all the time. And Dave, I know we talked about like regeneration in the liver. Part of that and the way that works is through antioxidants. So that's why we hear this buzzword about antioxidants being so important. And those are basically because they help to repair the damage that can be left behind when we're doing all this detox work. So anything that's really deep and dark in color is a food that's going to be high in antioxidants. Beets are a great example. Dark leafy greens have tons of antioxidants. Blueberries are another wonderful example. But anything rich in color is going to be a great source. And then bitter foods are another one that I like to include. So lemon and grapefruit, a lot of people will drink a nice big glass of lemon water first thing in the morning. And that bitter flavor will actually stimulate the production of bile. You'll notice, I don't know, Dave, do you do any like lemon water type things in your own life?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you notice that if you do that, do you find that you drink your lemon water and then you get that grumble, grumble in your tummy and you get a little bit hungry?
I just sort of sip at it all day long.
Yeah. Okay. So your body's getting that constant supply. So that's also another wonderful way of doing it. But you know, for some people who don't have a really great, I'm going to say, uptick of either an appetite, or they don't get that hunger, or they don't break down foods very well, we might give them a really strong lemon water, like pretty dense, and that gets that bitter in the back of your, you know, the back of your gums. You'll start to notice those hunger signals happening. And that's actually your liver and your gallbladder starting to wake up and to produce that bile and get you ready to eat food. So having lemon or grapefruit water, something like that, can actually stimulate the bile production for better liver health. And that actually helps your digestion overall. And then want to also point out is turmeric. I hear this often. We'll say, oh yeah, I add some turmeric to my smoothie, or I cook with turmeric a lot, and so I'm giving my liver and my body lots of that turmeric anti-inflammatory liver support benefit. To some extent, yes, turmeric does definitely support our liver health, but unfortunately, as a food item, it's really hard to get enough of turmeric in your food. You have to have 5 grams per day of turmeric, which is, I don't know about you, Dave, but for me, that's probably a little bit too much for me to be consistently taking. So sometimes we have to kind of take a step back from food sources and move into supplement sources. And that's how we can actually get adequate dosing of things to have an impact in the body. So that's one I take off the list of dietary choices. for the liver, but all the other ones that I've listed are wonderful ways that you can support your liver through food.
Yeah, we carry a supplement in at the Healthy Habit. It's called Live Great by Healthology. And there's a really good blend of ingredients in that supplement. And one of those ingredients in there is milk thistle. And you often hear of milk thistle being beneficial for the liver. Can you explain how that works?
Milk thistle is our cornerstone of liver supportive herbs. What it does is, number one, it boosts phase one of liver detoxification. And so as we said, that's that first turnstile. We want to promote it a little, but we also want to make sure that in any product formulation, anything that you're using, it doesn't have only phase one or tons of phase one and no phase two, because we know that phase one makes things more toxic. So milk thistle is a cornerstone, but you don't really want to take milk thistle on its own in most cases. So what it's going to do is it's going to improve our liver markers on lab testing. So that's really cool. But then it also goes further than that. It's going to protect the liver from damage because it prevents toxins from actually binding to liver tissue. So that's another really cool thing. So it can go further than just boosting phase one, but it actually moves into the protection aspect of supporting liver health. So that's why I love milk thistle.
N-acetyl-L-cysteine, why is that important for the liver?
Mm-hmm. So N-acetyl-L-cysteine, more commonly known as NAC or NAC, some people will call it.
Yeah.
This is the precursor of something called glutathione. And glutathione is our biggest, most important phase two detoxifier. So glutathione is going to be sort of the cornerstone phase two detoxifier in the body. But taking glutathione as a supplement is not all that effective, unfortunately. There's a bit of a discussion about it, but NAC is very consistent. It will very readily convert to glutathione in the body, and it works really, really well. So we take NAC in order to boost our glutathione.
Alpha-lipoic acid, what are the benefits there?
So ALA is another different way that we can boost phase two of liver detoxification. It's going to go above and beyond that, though. Again, a lot of these nutrients have multiple different things that it can do in the liver. But what ALA can do is it also can protect the liver from damage that's already been caused. So if the liver has already undergone, you know, a little bit of onslaught, a little bit of toxic overburden, then the ALA is going to boost phase two, but then also help heal up those liver cells from damage that's already been caused.
So that restorative aspect of the liver.
Yes, that's right.
And then there's garlic. I mean, you talked about the sulfur compounds in garlic being beneficial.
That's exactly it. So garlic is a great source of sulfur. So yes, we can use it as a food source, but we can also take it as a supplement to get a higher dose. And that's just going to give you, again, a different element of phase two. So you'll notice these are all different elements of our phase two detox. Garlic is going to boost that sulfonification pathway in phase two detoxification.
Seems like that phase two is so very important, especially if phase one is making everything, as you mentioned earlier, a little bit more toxic. That phase two is critical.
Yeah, that's right. Again, we always want to be really careful that we're addressing all those facets of phase two detoxification, because if one's left behind, or you again boost phase one without boosting phase two, what you're going to start to see are some side effects. So those symptoms that we spoke about before, Dave, right, like the fatigue and the brain fog, sluggishness, those issues with energy levels and blood sugar crashes, they start to happen. Oh, and headaches, that's a big one. They start to happen more and more if you're taking a liver supplement that doesn't have enough phase two detoxification support.
Artichoke leaf. We often hear about artichoke and dandelion and associated with the liver. How are they beneficial?
Yeah, so artichoke is a really cool one. It's going to be more of a protector of the liver cells. So it's a massive antioxidant. We talked about antioxidants from food sources, but we wanted also, again, give us a good boost when we're taking them from supplements, because we can get higher doses that way. But it's going to be a great antioxidant, so it's going to boost a couple of liver enzymes, SOD and CAT for the nerds like me out there. And those will help to protect the liver for sort of a longer term.
Selenium. We hear about selenium right now as an antiviral supplement, but how's selenium helping the liver?
Selenium is something else that is going to help regenerate glutathione. So it works in a different way than NAC, which was that precursor to glutathione. Once we use glutathione, we need to actually kind of re-up it to be able to use it again. So selenium is going to ensure that we can keep re-upping our glutathione and continue to use it over and over.
And curcumin, you mentioned that. We talked about turmeric in the food category of our support, but curcumin is actually the element that's extracted from the turmeric.
That's right. So we need to make sure we're getting adequate doses in order to see benefit. Again, it's a phase two booster. It's going to increase our liver enzyme function. So again, above and beyond that, it's going to be anti-inflammatory. We know this about curcumin if you've ever used it for things like pain or inflammation in the body. And so it's going to work the same way in the liver. It's going to reduce those inflammatory mediators that are running around causing havoc in there and help protect it a little bit more from damage.
So the supplementation aspect of curcumin is far greater than the food consumption of turmeric, because you just cannot eat enough turmeric in order to get your curcumin.
That's right. Yeah, unfortunately, that's one of those cases.
And then there's one other element that I'm not real familiar with, Phyllanthus amaris. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right, Phyllanthus. You're right, this is one that we don't see very often, but it's actually one of my favorites. Cool. You can actually see this really clearly in the research. What they did was they can treat specific like liver with a massive, massive toxin. It's called carbon tetrachloride. And they can basically make the liver just super overburdened. And then they treat it with Phyllanthus. And what they actually see is that we get the restored defense parameters of those of the liver, and it helps to get that liver back on track and acts to protect it for longer from that massive toxin, carbon tetrachloride. So it's just a really great example of how protective Phyllanthus is for the liver and helps it to heal from damage that's already been caused by activating those proliferation of the liver cells that we talked about before with that regeneration property the liver has. So it's our big liver regenerator.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what all these supplements are doing and the functions within the liver. I mean, I mentioned this at the top of the show where the multitasking aspect of the liver and everything it's doing. So who would benefit, doctor, from the use of these ingredients and the support of the liver?
Of course, someone, if you've been diagnosed with fatty liver disease, if your liver enzymes are elevated on blood testing or they've done an ultrasound and your doctor's maybe said to you, hey, you know what, you need to lose some weight, your liver's struggling, your enzymes are elevated, definitely taking something to support the liver would be helpful to lower those liver enzymes and help to, again, proliferate and regenerate the liver so that it can work properly. The second person may be someone who is exposed to things a little bit more than your average bear. So again, if you have exposures to chemicals or toxins through your work or maybe your hobbies, then you may consider giving your liver a little extra love. Thirdly, if you have hormonal concerns, I see this a lot. So if you have issues with cystic acne, PMS, bloating, perimenopausal concerns like hot flashes or night sweats, then giving the liver additional support can help you detox those extra hormones. And a lot of times what we see is those hormones will be more easily regulated and those symptoms will go away. And then lastly, I think, you know, just given what we tend to eat on a day-to-day basis, a lot of people drink alcohol, if we take medications, every once in a while, it's a great idea to do a little liver support. We mentioned it's just like you've stacked 5 sheets of paper in your inbox and your liver can only get through 4 a day. And over time, things are going to build up. So every once in a while, it's good to do some sort of a liver detox. And this might mean eating clean. This might mean that lemon water we talked about. It might mean taking a supplement. And what that does is it allows your body to get to the bottom of the inbox so that your liver kind of starts off with a clean slate again and allow your liver to start from ground zero and be able to keep your body in a little healthier place.
Excellent. Thank you, doctor, for joining us on Insights for Health.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave. It's been a pleasure.
So we've been talking with naturopathic doctor Hillary Chambers. And if liver support is something you might find useful, come see us at The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. And if you want to re-listen to this interview, visit thehealthyhabit.ca, click on interviews, and just scroll down to liver health. And while you're there, subscribe to our e-newsletter, where we keep you informed of health information, product knowledge, and special offers. The subscription is free, and that's at thehealthyhabit.ca. So thank you for listening to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.